day, and everything's okay.
Yes, isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? Going on your way, now you've got to remain. Yes, just as you walk going, leaving me all at sea. The clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me, babe. Now I can see the sun up high. They were caught in the storm. I can't see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain bitter patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Baby, long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. Long as
as I can be with you. It's a lovely day. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Indy 101.5, welcome. Good morning, good noon, and good night. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I, of course, am Johnny Athens. It's a pleasure to be back for another week of music and entertainment and all the great things that happen on radio, except commercials. Commercial-free here on Indy 101.5, and we're proud of that. A great community station with so many different things. I know that, well, I assume you're a regular listener to this show. Maybe you're not. Maybe this is your first time. If so, welcome. And if it isn't, though, or maybe if it is, you know, whatever. This is a great station with a lot, you know, we call this the variety hour, but really we don't need 1 hour of variety because it's the whole station has so many different things going on. There's shows featuring music from movies, indie rock, alt rock, local bands, retro local bands. That local being Canadian, but mostly Ontario, and then if possible, around like the GTA and the Hamilton area. So there's so many different things. There's something for everyone. You can check out the whole list of programs on our website, indie1015.ca. And then you can check out all the times, the schedules, you can read about the shows, and you can actually listen to the station live on the internet, actually. There's just like a little media player. You just hit play and then you can hear it. All the radio stations nowadays are usually online in some capacity. So if you ever can't make it to a radio, if you got internet or data, you can always tune in. And otherwise, we're happy to be here. We're happy to have you. We got a lot of new music this week, and I'm excited to share that with you. Some John Scofield with his debut album, Alexi Glick, Isabella with Oded Tsur, and of course lots of other great stuff happening in this week on the show. We're going to also have some classics like the Blue Note 7. We'll put in some Dave Brubeck. How about that? There you go. So actually, why don't we get started with Dave Brubeck here with Somewhere on Indy 101.5.
Thank you.
Indie 1015, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And I have for you now the very first brand new release of our show for this week. It is by Orid Tsur. The album is called Isabella, and it was released May 13th, so it's pretty fresh, just a couple weeks now. And it features Audit Sir, of course, on the saxophone, Nate Hershkovitz on piano, Petros Klampanis on double bass, and Jonathan Blake on drums, just for a little reassurance. And it's the follow-up to his last album, Here Be Dragons. Him and his collaborators apply their subtle dialect in a more intense space. And having listened to this album, I can assure you, it is a very intense. It's big, it's pretty heavy, actually. You do have to kind of be there. And that's because it's all these colors of expression, and it's like a sequence of quiet meditations, but in there are some powerful exclamations. A heightened sense of urgency prevails with Oded returning to his quartet, which is the same as it was on Here Be Dragons. And it's really been nothing but fun. You can tell that the group has had a lot of interplay. They've really grown more intimate and familiar with each other since starting, and that shows in the music. We appreciate that, and it comes out in a great quality. Like I mentioned, Natai Hershkovitz, Petros Klampanis, and Jonathan Blake all infuse the direction of their leader's intentions, but with an effortless musicianship and vivid imagination, they're able to imbue their own talents in there as well. So everyone really gets their place in the album, and that it's great to see when a group can really come together. And I find when a group works really well together, it's almost like there is no group at all. Because when we watch a group live, you can really tell because you're watching, so you see the individual people working at their instrument. But when we just listen to music, we can't see anything except what we see in our own mind's eye. And I find when music just really succeeds at whatever it's trying to present, in this case it's kind of, as I mentioned, kind of a meditative, very ambiotic kind of album. I mean, that's up to interpretation, but that's what I got out of it. And it really just seems like, almost like it's, not that it's scripted, but almost like this is how they wanted it to sound, and then that's how it came out. Right, which is really interesting. So when that dynamic shows in music, it's pretty expressive and it's pretty interesting. And I think that's kind of hard. You got to be in a very specific place. You kind of want that direction to happen. So it's nice. It's an album with a lot of different shades. You know, they imbue the silence just as they imbue the bright sounds and colors that come from their many instruments, and it's all around great work. Audit did some great saxophone work. All of the group is really well, and that's a strong follow-up to their last album, Here Be Dragons, which got a lot of attention too on release. So I'm glad to see that they came back for this. The album is called Isabella. We'll be playing the title track, of course, Isabella. And as I mentioned, it was released May 13th, 2022. You can find it on all the usual spaces, Apple Music, Spotify, Bandcamp, and wherever else you get your music. So this is Audit Sir with Isabella on Indie 1015. Thank you.
Thank you.
Indie 101.5, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Jane Ira Bloom and Mark Helias from their new album, See Our Way, which was just released last month, with the track Kel. So what, which, I, where, what, why, how? I don't know, but these are questions we ask but never answer on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. There's very specific form on this show, and we intend to stick to it. And prior to that, we had Auditor with Isabella from his new album, Isabella, which was just released May 13th. So it's fresh out of the oven. It's great, and it, I think I described it well, listening to that track right after talking about it. It is powerful, but it's fun, and it's a group that knows what they're doing, and it's glad to. I'm glad to see that. And now I want to bring another new release, this one from May 6th of this month. It is by John Scofield. It's his debut album. The album is titled John Scofield, and it's a solo album. He's just on guitar with a looper, and it's a career. It's an album that's featuring a career that spanned over half a century, 50 years. John Scofield's been in the business, and it shows in his music. The talent and the skill is there. People forget that, sure, you can be talented, but you really have to. Talent, I find, will only get you so far, and then you have to grind, and you have to put in the work to maintain it and to keep going. Talent is really more of a party trick than it is a career. All these people that we listen to on the show, or even that we know, you know, the classics, Dave Brubeck, Thelonious Monk, whatever, they had talent for sure. They knew what they were doing. They were smart about what they did. That's the real talent, is they knew how to do what they wanted to do, and they succeeded. They worked hard, and John Scofield falls into this category. And I'm hoping that with the work of this new album, he can perhaps slowly cement his place among the legends that he's worked with, such as Joe Henderson and Miles Davis and several dozen genre-bending leaders to date. It's just that striking that this is his first album, and it's a solo album, so he really decided, enough of all these people, I'm just going to do it my way, and it's a lot of fun. I'm sure he was much nicer about it, but it's nice that he was able to be in a space where he could really do what he wanted, and with his guitar. But it is interesting, because it's not quite, it is a solo album, but he does have the benefit of using a looper, a loop machine, which means that he can solo with himself. You know, they'll record the chordal rhythmic accompaniment, and then he can play over that, which is a lot of fun. He said that there's a delicateness that I have acquired from playing at home alone. I'm so used to playing with a slamming band, and there's a certain musicality to that. That went away and was replaced by this more delicate approach of pinpointing the beauty of the strings. When I play solo, I make these little guitar loops on the fly, and it's almost like I'm playing with another person. So there you go. He got the chance to explore himself at home. That's another thing, too, is I'm sure while he's had that talent, I wonder how much work he's done solo, you know? So it's a lot of fun to see that expression. What does he have to say? That's the fun part about a solo album, especially if they're playing like a lot of classic tunes and whatnot, because then you can see their interpretation. And that's my favorite part of Thelonious Monk's Solo Monk album, is just that it really is just Thelonious Monk, and you get to say, okay, this is what he thinks of this song, this is what he's doing, right? So it's just a lot of fun to see. And while he has written before, this album is filled with the same timeless character as jazz standards. The way he puts them together, it invites a singability to the songs. And John Scofield says, I never think about ideas when I write music. Instrumental music exists in a different part of your brain. It's not about an idea that can be described with language or visually. Music exists in its own place. And that, I think, is a summation of not only what we do on the show, but of what all these musicians are doing. I think, for the most part, a lot of what we listen to, I think that makes the best jazz, is when it's coming from that own place. And it is just something that can't be described through visuals or language. That's what makes someone talented as well, I guess, as a musician. They're in touch with that part. So we'll take a look at the album here. Shall we listen to Mrs. Schofield's Waltz, dedicated to his wife, who in turn gave Since You Asked, a song John initially recorded with Joe Lovano in 1990. So there you go, some history dedicated to his wife, Mrs. Schofield's Waltz by Joe Schofield. You can find the album wherever you get your music, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, and it was released May 6th, so you're able to find it everywhere there. And this is Indy 101.5. Thank you. Indie 115, welcome back. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Hope you're still sticking around. We got a lot more new music this hour. Well, at least one more. We have Alexi Glick right now. He's another artist. Well, obviously. but he's another guitarist who's also has a debut solo album. Not really sure why all of the guitarists are doing solo album debuts right now. I have noticed, though, and I'm sure you've noticed as well listening to the show, there is a bit of an uptick in... It's kind of slowed down now, I guess, because the pandemic's kind of also slowed down, but I think while everyone was at home, they were all kind of just exploring themselves, so there's been a high increase, I found, in solo albums over the past little bit. And of course, like almost every album we play is, you know, inspired some part by the pandemic, people at home saying, you know, I learned this and I felt this and I did this, which is all good fun and in good taste. But I'm also excited to be out of that phase and see what new stuff is kind of coming up the pipeline. And Alexi Glick is one of them. He's been working with the guitar for a long time, and this album kind of explores the guitar as an instrument. It goes through the genealogy of the guitar, weaving through various musical styles that have been crucial to the evolution of the instrument, as well as influential, obviously, to Glick's own journey with the instrument. It's still rooted in jazz and blues, but the album pushes boundaries across a lot of different genres, R&B, folk, rock, and bossa nova. That's fun. It's a real eclectic mix, kind of like it's an indie kind of album, I guess. There's a lot of different things going in. And like we mentioned, this was recorded in the height of the COVID pandemic while in isolation, no less. It starts off with that burner, With Ease, an original bluesy hard bop tune that came to Glick after a memorable Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And let me tell you, if you can remember your Mardi Gras, if you can remember your Mardi Gras in New Orleans, you didn't have enough fun. No, of course, that's good fun. I'm sure there's a lot of people who wish they could remember their Mardi Gras. And then we have a tune for Vic, which is a tribute to Glick's recently deceased mentor, Vic Juris, who is someone I know we've had on the show before. We featured his music. So it's funny that, because this album came in, I had never heard of Alexi Glick before, and I read that and I thought, well, that's pretty interesting, because we've kind of spotlighted Juris in his own right. So that's really fun to see how small. But, like, it, obviously the jazz world is big, but it's fun to see how small it is and how there's a lot of overlap. You know, everyone works with everyone. And all these tracks, you can hear the influences of, I think, Vic Juris, you know, his teacher, and the classical tones of Wes Montgomery, John McLaughlin, and they say even a dynamic energy of Jimi Hendrix, and he no doubt had dynamic energy. So we'll see if we can hear some of this in the upcoming songs we'll share here. What shall we play from the album? How about we play God Bless the Child, of course, in his rendition. I have a feeling, I've heard the album, it's a great album. You can get it on all the usual spots, Spotify. I always want to say Instagram. You can't get it on Instagram. You can probably check out Alexi Glick on Instagram. I'm sure he has it. But Spotify, Bandcamp, wherever you buy your music, you know, CD stores, whatever you want to do. So we'll start with God Bless the Child. I have a feeling this is going to be one of those Wes Montgomery feeling kind of tunes. And we'll sit back, relax, and enjoy. Thank you. 5. Welcome back. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I thank you so much for tuning in this week. It's been a pleasure to present all this new music to you. It's so much fun. As soon as I get this music coming in, it's just so much fun to see how am I going to put it in the show, what are we going to talk about. Sometimes it's stuff we've heard before or artists we've heard before, and it's nice to see them kind of coming back and showing. And there's just so much new stuff. There's so much media in the world today, and at times that can be overwhelming, it can be annoying, it can get boring, But there's so much interesting stuff happening in the jazz world that I have so much fun just thinking, is this interesting? Is it new? Is it fresh? And, you know, is this something I feel worth sharing? And most of the time it's yes. And there's just crazy to think how much different stuff is going on. You know, we had Brandy Younger, who did that kind of slam poetry, word poetry, you know, album talking about, like, the whole situation over the past couple of years, the political and social situation in the United States. Then we have, you know, John Scofield, who's just kind of been exploring his guitar at home, working by himself, and then he puts that into his album. Or there was Ori Dagan, who did that one all about the internet, all about kind of living in this modern internet age. So there's just so much fun stuff, and I'm so glad that I have the opportunity to spend this time and share it with you. You are what makes the hour happen, and I appreciate that so much. So from all of us here at Indie 101.5, thank you so much for listening. And if you didn't tune in, well, it's the thought that counts, and we appreciate that too. Until next time, this is Johnny Athens signing off for the Johnny Athens Variety Hour every Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m. And that's about it. We'll close the show with the Blue Note 7 with Inner Urge here on Indie 101.5. Good night and goodbye.
FM. This is CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative.